Good morning, it's Wednesday, January 19th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect cloudy with some afternoon rain that will continue into the evening. Temperatures are a daytime high of 47 degrees and an overnight low of 45 degrees. Some residents in Sumner are worried about plans for a new gas station in Sumner. The city received an application to build a 3,600-square-foot 7-Eleven convenience store and fuel station. The site is a vacant lot at the southeast corner of Main Street and Valley Avenue. The Sumner Healthy Neighborhoods Alliance is an opposition group urging the city to create a public health safety zone for new gas station sites. An alliance petition details the health effects of exposure to chemical compounds such as benzene, a natural part of gasoline. The CDC says benzene exposure for more than a year can decrease a person's red blood cells, which carry oxygen throughout the body. Long-term exposure can also cause cancer. The alliance wants Sumner to amend zoning regulations so that gas stations are at least 500 feet from homes and 1,000 feet from schools. This would not affect existing stations. Construction on the 7-Eleven is expected to begin in April and end in November. A fire department in Pierce County is looking to expand its mental health response resources. East Pierce Fire and Rescue is currently accepting applications for a behavioral health specialist. That person would join a team started by Jen Killian in 2018. She is a 16-year veteran of East Pierce Fire and established the department's first-ever community resource paramedic program, which she runs by herself. Through the program, Killian helps connect people with local resources and case managers that specialize in substance abuse treatment and mental and behavioral health. She said the number of people who called 911 decreased by 44% a year after she established the program. Killian said firefighters and paramedics are trained on interacting with people in need of mental and behavioral health assistance, but that doesn't compare with those who studied the topics or who've done social work. Applications are due by the end of the day January 31st and will be reviewed February 1st. Police are investigating a homicide in the deadly shooting of a man in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood. South Sound 911 received a call around 5:40 p.m. Monday that a man was shot in the 800 block of South Sheridan Avenue. Officers found an unresponsive man inside the front door of a house. It's unclear if he lived there. Officials said life-saving measures were started immediately, but the man later died from his injuries at a hospital. Crime scene technicians and detectives were at the house late into the night. Two people accused of organized retail theft at a Walgreens in Lakewood are facing criminal charges. Officers responded to the 9500 block of Bridgeport Way around 12:30 a.m. The Lakewood Police Department tweeted that three people stripped shelves of products and scared customers, then tried to drive away. Officers managed to arrest two of them. It's unclear what happened to the third person involved. A new fund aims to protect trees and wildlife habitat in Gig Harbor. The new nonprofit Gig Harbor Land Conservation Fund launched this month that will help preserve undeveloped land in the city. Council member Robin Denson said the fund is collecting contributions for future projects, which could exist anywhere in the greater Gig Harbor area. She said work done by the city to preserve undeveloped land in the North Creek area is an example of the sort of preservation the fund will support. Denson said they're talking with the city about a downtown parcel that would be in addition to the 11.5 acres and 23 acres in that area the city has already been working to purchase and preserve. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!